A little while ago, we were talking about this week's episode called Dutch's Corner on Bayou Wild TV. Well, next week on Bayou Wild TV, we're going to air Champions on the Call, and you'll be hearing from two champion callers, waterfowl callers, Hayden Richard and this guy, Mike Smith, and John Foltz will be cooking up some speckle belly goose. That's on next week's episode of Bayou Wild TV. Don't miss it. But let's find out what's going on in the marshes of Delacroix this morning. Mike, we got some glowing reports from the flyover report from Wildlife and Fisheries about a bunch of ducks descending in Louisiana marshes. Is it holding true?
They must still be in the cages.
They didn't decide to pick you.
We have a few on the water. We're getting a few shots, but nothing is better than the first split in November. That's a darn sure.
Yeah.
I don't know where they did this survey at, but it wasn't at Delacroix.
What species are you seeing?
Teal and dogeries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. No big ducks. Zero big ducks.
Man, that is amazing. You would think that they would their way there, huh?
Exactly.
I guess that's what makes duck hunting so interesting. You just can't. You think you got them figured out, and then they pull something
right.
Like that, you know?
Exactly. All the food's gone. All that grass we had during the first split, I noticed the coots, for the most part, have left. And there's no more food, so you know when the coots leave, there's no food.
that's definitely a possible explanation. When there's no food, there's no ducks,
right.
They're going to go find something else. Now, the dogries, you know, they're divers. They can go down and find clams
right.
And other things.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
those dabblers, they like it with some food that they can enjoy and stay warm. Well, hopefully it'll change for you guys and you get a few shots, but, you know.
Yeah, we got a few shots already. You know, we let them know we were here. We got a few dead on the water.
Well, that's good. But, all right.
The temperature's perfect, you know.
Yeah, what it's temperature is it where you just say, we ain't going, like you did for our trip on Tuesday? What's the cutoff?
below, you know, in the 20s and teens, and with that strong wind blowing, oh, my God. I was born at night, but not last night, you know?
Yeah, you know, access becomes a problem when you can't even get there when it's just, you know, mud flats. You don't want to be out there.
Yeah, if you get wet, it's over with, you know?
Yeah. You know, if you would duck hunting in a swamp or, you know, you're in a little small area, you know, in access where, you know, within paddling distance, that's one thing. But, man, the risk of getting stuck out there in 20 and low 30-degree weather with the wind blowing, that's not too pleasant of a thought there for sure.
Yeah, plus they won't have any water in the ponds, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Mike, hope it continues and gets a little better for you. And, you know, things can change in a hurry, you know, next week or after the cold front.
You may be
locked up, you know. You never know.
You never know. Every day is different. If you can postpone that hunt until Friday, and if you can make it, we'll do it then.
All right. Well, we got, you know, Champions of the Call going to be airing next week, that show we shot with you and Hayden Richard, you know, over there. Yeah, hunting the speckle belly geese. That was a fun shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a good time. I haven't killed a goose since. That was my last goose hunt.
Well, you need to go back out west. That's where you're going to find the geese. You know that.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, Mike, y'all have a best day you can. You know, hope you can grind it out, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start getting more shots. This happened more than once, you know. We get a few early in the morning, and the majority of our shooting was after 8 o'clock, so we're ready.
Well, you know, duck hunters are always never too soon making plans, so if you don't have anything open this year, maybe next year they, you know, might want to take a look at, you know, your operation, because a lot of times people give up their leases or for whatever reason they decide to start going with guides instead of doing their own thing. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
504-228-4506. LADuckHunts.com.
All right. I'm going to check my schedule for Friday and let you know how it looks.
That'll work.
Okay, my friend. See you next time.
All right. Good talking to you, Don.
There he goes, Captain Mike Smith, Louisiana. And you just go to LADuckHunts.com. That's the best way to do it.